Welcome to our third meeting of the night, the Harriman City Fire Service Area meeting. We'll open it with item 1.1, Oath of Office for Board of Trustees.
Yeah, do you guys want to come down here and do your oath of office for the newly created board? Come and join me, it'll be fun, I promise.
Are there refreshments?
She's always asking the wrong question. Do you want to?
And then there's going to be oath of offices that you guys will also have to sign as well.
Okay, we'll move on 1.2, election for the chair and vice chair. Do you want to give us...
So this is up to you guys to decide who you want to... So the city council appointed you guys as trustees for this board, and we just need to determine who wants to serve in those capacities.
I would vote to nominate Mayor Palmer's chair and Jared Henderson as vice chair. They seem the right people to be on that board.
You good with that, Jared?
Yep, he's good.
No problem. Like I said, if you're not there, then you get volunteered.
We're just getting started with you tonight, hopefully. Okay. Motion by Steve.
Second.
Second by Sherry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item 1.3, motion for review and outline of the finalization process to approve the minutes of January 26th.
Want to do this again? Or do you want to do this, Teddy?
Oh,
you do
I this? Can read.
You go this time.
Make a motion to have the minutes of January 26, 2022 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Harriman City Fire Service Area Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the clerk. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand as approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
I'll second.
Motion by Teddy, second by Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item 2.1. Discussion and consideration of a resolution appointing a chief executive officer, district manager, chief financial officer, budget officer, records officer, district clerk, district treasurer, and legal counsel. Jackie.
So all of these items on this agenda today are creation documents for the startup of the Fire Service Area Board. In the packet, it went through who we were going to appoint for each of those decisions. And do you mind if I just touch on each one and then...
Yeah.
You guys can ask questions if you have any questions. The second one is just establishing Harriman City Hall as the place that we will conduct business for. Item 2.3 goes through for, we do have to bond for it. There is a little bit of a cost for that. It's for in the amount of $10,000 for the faithful performance of the members. Item 2.4 is an interlocal agreement with the city, which we approved in the city on the consent agenda for publication, where we will be having to do a truth and taxation hearing for any other administrative costs associated with that, as well as legal fees that were outlined in the interlocal agreement. Item 2.5 is the policies and procedures. These are identical to how we've set up the Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area as well, so it would operate identically. And then also the last item, and thank you so much to Communications Manager John LaFollette. He had created an amazing seal for this board for us to use for any of those official documents for this board. If you have any questions on any of those items, I'm happy to answer them. Or if you would like to see any changes, just let staff know.
I'm good. Okay, thank you, Jackie. Okay, we'll take these off one at a time, Dan. We'll go down. Motion and a second on 2.1, if somebody could.
Okay, motion to approve resolution number R01-22, appointing a chief executive officer, district manager, chief financial officer, budget officer, district clerk, district treasurer, and legal counsel.
Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Sherry. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
And Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Item 2.2.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number R02-22, establishing district offices.
Motion by Sherry.
I'll second.
Second by Steve. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Item 2.3.
Motion to approve resolution number R0322, establishing the amount of a bond for the faithful performance of the members and duties in the amount of $10,000.
Motion by Teddy.
Second.
Second by Sherry. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Item 2.4.
My turn. Motion to approve resolution R04-22, approving board meeting policies and procedures. That shouldn't have been that hard.
Motion by Steve.
Second.
Second by Sherry. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. 2.5.
Motion to approve resolution number R05-22, approving an interlocal cooperative agreement between Harriman City and the Harriman City Fire Service area.
Motion by Sherry.
Second.
Second by Teddy. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. 2.6.
Motion to approve resolution R0622, adopting a Harriman City Fire Service Area Seal.
Motion by Teddy.
Second.
Second by Sherry. Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Accept a motion to adjourn and go into closed.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Teddy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
You need to do have to do this. Now you have to go back to the back council meeting.
Okay.
And then do a motion for closed.
Okay, so we welcome everybody back to a regular meeting. Now we will accept a motion to adjourn to a closed session.
Temporary recess
this meeting to go to closed.
Yes.
Look for a motion.
We'll have to re-adjourn to... Anyway, motion to temporarily recess the City Council meeting to convene in closed session for the purpose to discuss pending or reasonable imminent litigation and the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property as provided by Utah Code Annotated Section 52-4-205.
Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Teddy. Roll call. Do I have to do a roll call on this one?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Teddy?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes.